This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go. It's hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And it is time now for the one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated here on The Fan. What you drinking and what you thinking? Got an all-new time here, 5 o'clock. Okay, so I do want to establish that, and I also want to establish the ground rules here, what you're drinking, what you're thinking. First of all, there are no rules, except for you got to answer the questions and no operating heavy machinery at the time of your phone call. That does include automobiles. Now, why have we moved the time around? Because G-Bag today is now every day at 5:30, and it would have just been too weird if every Friday, you know, we broke out of that. So sure. we gave it a new home here at 5 o'clock. Eric Nadell's coming up at 5:20. Currently, I'm drinking a 20-ounce Diet Coke, as per usual. And I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I just think we haven't spent enough time talking about it. Now, 20 years ago, this is a very popular topic, maybe 25 years ago, the Yankees are the evil empire.
Oh,
they're spending their way to greatness.
I knew you were doing this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers, they have no respect for fair competition.
No.
Just like the Eagles. Hey, enjoy your championships, guys. Okay? We're all respecting the confines of fair play. Okay? You guys apparently just want to be like, oh, well, look at me. I got more money, so I'm going to buy 5 of the best players in the game. All right, congratulations.
My man with the Fernando right? Valenzuela jersey on standing
yeah,
next
Dodgers
to me.
Congrats.
Smiling with the maybe the best
congratulations.
Mustache. I haven't seen a mustache like that
one?
In person. That's better
one?
Than Tom Selleck.
This isn't about fair competition and about all agreeing, you know. This is like basically giving you guys 4 outs per inning, right? Because you have more money. Hey, how many millions of dollars does it take so I can get 5 outs per inning, you know? Just like the Eagles.
Move on.
Yeah, I tell you what,
on.
It feels amazing when you actually win a championship without having to cheat to get it, Chief. I guess that's just all I'm drinking and thinking right now.
I understand that. I totally do. Those loser champions, I can't stand them.
Yep.
I am drinking some delicious ice-cold water right now, and I'm just thinking about how excited I am for this weekend, man. I got
there
a little Sunday off. Not going to do the BetMGM show on an Easter Sunday.
Oh.
So we got back-to-back off days, which is pretty exciting.
He is risen.
The family time is going to be wonderful. Yes, he is risen. And I got some buddies that are going to be tagging along to church this weekend, so hopefully some lives change. And we barrel into draft week on a Monday morning feeling refreshed, baby.
Man, that does sound amazing. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Brian?
You know me. I'm not going to drink anything, even though I have a bottle of water here right next to me. But what I'm thinking is I'm super happy that we've adjusted our schedule.
Yeah?
With LA Live and the G-Bag Nation. I think it's going to be a great fit going forward. Super excited about that.
All right. Speaking of LA, let's go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander is prepared to tell us what he's drinking and thinking.
Shooby-dooby-doo. I'm drinking some Spittle coffee. It's nice and hot.
Nice.
His door is closed, so I think he made some coffee then bounce.
Okay.
For he's a jolly good fellow if that's what he did, man. Shout out to that.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm Absolutely. Drinking some Spittle coffee and I'm eating a pear.
There you go.
I'm eating a pear.
And, are you doing this segment live from the toilet right now?
Not yet. Not yet. Maybe about 45 minutes.
There you go.
About the end of LA Live. He's going to be talking to me, fam. I love when it gets to gargling, too. I was like, yeah, move around. Get on out of there, boy.
Yeah, Spittle will always tell you what country his coffee is from.
Yeah, oftentimes it's Peruvian. Yeah. Organic
Michelle
soils.
Brought him back some Jamaican coffee.
That Jamaican coffee is dynamite, dude.
All righty. Well, let's hit these phone calls here.
I need to get my thinking in.
Oh, that's my bad.
Yeah, my thinking is this is the weekend to watch the movie Sinners. I was hyped last weekend, but I was wrong, shipmate. Mm-hmm. I had no movie to watch, so I had to watch the movie Magazine Dreams on Amazon, which was amazing. It was amazing, kind of controversial, but it's very, very amazing. I'm going to try to catch the movie Sinners, and Godfrey the Comedian is in town, so I'm trying to catch him on Saturday at some point.
Nice, yeah. Dude.
So we're set in 1932 Mississippi, an action horror film here with Michael B. Jordan. That looks promising.
Yeah, a little Juke Jones.
Right on. Okay, let's check out these phone calls, see what the Tolos are saying here with you on a Friday night. We are live at the Globe. Brings back such great memories. We're ready to make new ones all summer long here with you on your home of the Rangers. And where are we going first, Lucius?
Let's go to my man Rodeo. New man right here. New man.
Evening, Ron. What you drinking? What you thinking?
I'm drinking that good old Dr. Pepper. And before I tell you what I'm thinking, I just want to say thank you to you guys. And thank you to Sean and Bobby this morning for all the kind words y'all said about me. It means a lot. But what I'm thinking is that we have a jam-packed weekend of nothing but sports. We got WWE all weekend. We got the Rangers all weekend. We got the Mavs tonight. Hopefully they win. And never know. I see the squirrel find another two once or twice. So hopefully they can find one and be able to go deep in the playoffs. And we got the Stars going this weekend. The only thing I got a question is how many screens I'm going to have going at the house this weekend and how much money it's going to cost me to make the future wife happy because she ain't got no TV time this weekend. And remember one thing, if you ain't hanging out with Rodeo Ron sober and listening to that G-Bag Nation or 105.3 The Fan, where the hell you at, baby?
There he goes, Rodeo Ron, an absolute legend of what you're drinking and what you're thinking. He's been with us over the years. What I wanted to ask Ron, and maybe he can give us a follow-up on this, is, you know, he's one of the top players in MLB The Show.
Yeah.
But all of this playing was done late night hammered, right? One of the first times I met Ron, he had just thrown a perfect game, right?
Wow.
So I want to know, are you better now? Or are you worse?
Yeah, he was giving me a little bit of that tea last night, not as it pertains to the video gaming, but just in general. He thinks his comedy, his bits, the memes that he likes to do, he thinks he's lost his fastball to some extent. He's got to work his way into playing shape now.
Right
so
on.
That might have been a bit of a vitamin S situation for him.
New variables in play. I do wonder about those kind of things.
Like a sober Eminem?
Yeah. It takes some time to find himself.
Sometimes it's just not the same, you know. Okay, who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Ryan and Richardson. What are you drinking? What you thinking, Ryan?
Well, right now I'm not drinking anything because I'm in the car. But you know what I'm going to be drinking when I get home.
That's right.
It's awesome. I'm thinking that I'm kind of sad that y'all moved in time. I know I understand it. But I get out of work right at 5. It's going to be hard for me to – I know I'll be able to listen, but it'll be hard for me to get online. But that's all right. And I'm also thinking that, writing a book is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. But Ooh. It's also thrilling. I'm working on – I'm getting pretty far. I got, almost 80,000 words, so it's getting pretty close. Yeah, but working on forever. And I'm thinking, I give up on the Mavs, but let's go Rangers. I want to see them back in the World Series.
I love it. Thank you, Ryan and Richardson. You know, I wonder how much ChatGPT could help you write a book these days. I was honestly thinking about that. Like, if you had some ideas in your head, I want the chapters to go like this. Here's my basic idea.
I think you could do a whole book.
Give me 10,000 words on that. Guaranteed. Right. Yep. Next chapter, give me 10,000 words on this.
Yep.
Oh, how about this, boys? Live from Globe Life Field, Shohei Ohtani has gone on paternity leave as he expects his first child soon.
Shohei Ohtani.
Well, the
oh wow!
I guess the odds of watching a modern day Babe Ruth went down significantly, but the odds of Rangers success went up
that much more significantly and in your face, Dodgers fans.
This is the thing when he's I just had the feeling he was going to come in here and he was going to go like
exactly
12, 14, and like three
home runs. We're calling him Shohei Sharif from now on.
He's on paternity leave.
I want to say thank you
off and on for the next 2 months.
Is it his wife or girlfriend? I don't want to get in trouble here. But I just like to personally thank her for her efforts in helping the Rangers this weekend.
Brilliant timing. I love it. As you know, Rangers sitting here at 11-7, a really good start.
Dawson, there's like two fans that are sitting to our backside here. Both have Ohtani jerseys on.
Yeah.
Do you think they know
that
he's not going to play tonight?
They're locked
in the whole
in.
Series?
They got their nachos.
Hey, did you hear Ohtani's not playing tonight? Do you hear Ohtani's not playing? Oh, look, he is ticked right now, bro. I just broke the news. Sorry, suckers. Here's next, Lucius.
Let's go to Black and Gold Super Bowl. Black and Gold, B, what are you drinking and what are you thinking, sir?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? When I'm driving right now, so I'm just drinking some water. But in about 5 minutes, I'm going to crack open a cold evening light. And I'm just thinking that game, last week or the week before when Luka came back to town, after watching that intro, it brought back all the freaking anger I had over the trade. Like, I was to the point where I was trying to get past it and get over it. Like, I'm never going to agree with it or understand it, but I was just getting over it, trying to move on, and it just brought all the anger back, man. And every time I hear Nico or the owners talk about it, try to just justify it, it just makes me angry and pushes me further away, man. It's pushing me towards almost to Mike Bassett Club. I'm almost done, but not yet, man.
Wow. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah, I'm not there yet, but if they keep talking about it, it's going to get there. But anyway, that's all. But so the song I'm going to recommend, since I'm still angry about the Mavs, it's going to be a little bit heavy today. It's called Pain. It's by Dragon Logic. Y'all have a great weekend, fellas. Happy Easter, everybody.
There he goes. You know what I always wonder is why it's not called a Yuengling Light, you know?
Because
it's Yuengling. But it's apparently a Yuengling. I've heard that.
One of the oldest beers in the country.
Yep. Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to my man Blair in Oak Cliff. That's my hood. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Blair?
You know, just finished up on some of that Crown. Appreciate y'all for having me on.
Yeah, cheers.
And, you know, what I'm thinking, you know, first off, happy birthday to my tea lady, my Dukes. You know, it's her birthday today, so I'm finna get ready to go out and celebrate that with her. If you see her, tip her, in the words of Gavin.
There you go. Happy birthday.
What I'm thinking, what else I'm thinking, you know, I'm starting to feel kind of vindicated about my crazy theory about the Mavericks trade with Luka and people not needing to blame Nico, especially after, you know, his latest sit-down with the reporters and what Tim McMahon put out. I'm feeling vindicated because it's really sounding like it was not his call. Dude was just following orders, because how else can you make a move so freaking dumb and still have your job? Like, it just don't make sense to me. So I'm starting to feel vindicated. It wasn't his call. This was all from the owner, the higher-up. It was above his pay grade, so he just following orders to keep his job, because how else do he still have a job? But that's what I got. I hope y'all enjoy y'all weekend. Appreciate you for having me on. And
TSI,
take a shot. Have one for me, y'all.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, Nico played pro ball in Europe. He was a D1 college basketball player. You know, if that is anywhere on your resume, I just don't know how you could have thought that was a good trade unless you were getting marching orders. That would make a lot more sense to me than basketball man decided this is a good trade.
To me, this is one of those situations. This was his way of getting Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
That was the only, in his mind, that was the only way that he could get Anthony Davis on this team by making a trade like that.
Gotta get AD. Yeah, he won a championship in the bubble, and then they could barely make the playoffs with LeBron for the last 4 years. That's the guy we need.
Do you feel like that?
I'm not on you. I agree with you. You know, that is the narrative of record that he thought so little of Luka and so much of AD. I'm just saying it would make more sense if he just did it because the owner said you have
to. Okay, and then you know what the owner should have done? We saw what Jimmy Haslam did at Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
Then Patrick Dumont should have come out and said, listen, this trade's on me.
Mm-hmm.
The owners ain't going anywhere unless they sell the team.
Yeah.
You know, bring all the hate. Jerry Jones took all the hate
yeah.
for Tom Landry getting fired.
That would be cleansing. Own it, fire Nico, and then give a new GM and say, and I'm not going to mess with this one, right? That's on me. Then you'd have a chance of a fresh start.
Well, he should protect. If he's the one that gave the marching orders to do it, then he needs to protect Nico, because Nico was a general manager, a good one, up until he made this trade.
Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Will in Arlington. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Will?
Keystone Light. Broadus. What kind of whopper plopper do I need?
What's that?
What kind of whopper plopper do I need?
Sorry, it's so loud out here. My apologies. What kind of whopper plopper is what I'm using right now?
No, does he need? Are there different whopper ploppers? Does he need that one
just,
of mine?
Hey, no, just get the brand. You'll be fine. You'll be fine, man.
Any whopper plopper will
You just need the movement in the water, and you know, you got to be, you know, the color sometimes it really doesn't make that much difference, because you're throwing it in, you're trying to just attract. The movement is what gets the fish agitated to come hit it.
Sounds like Will had drank a 30 pack of Keystone Light on the lake today.
He might have been at the lake drinking the 30 pack. I didn't understand the question first. So, yeah.
Who's next?
Let's see here. Let's go to Matthew in Dallas. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Matthew?
I'm drinking water at the moment. And what I'm thinking is, if I'm Luca, every team I play in the playoffs, every player, I'm picturing Nico's face on everybody. That's what I'm doing. And it's like, I've been a clown.
Yeah,
like the water boy when he pictured all those people growing up that used to pick on him. It's hard because I grew up a Mavericks fan. I went to Game 5 of the 2011 Finals. It's hard, but I can't root for them anymore. I can't until Nico's gone and the Dumont sell the team. I can't root for him anymore.
I totally understand that. You know, for me, I guess I'm desperate and I'm clinging to hope. You know,
it's sad to watch.
I understand. I appreciate you keeping me accountable on that, Chief. It's what a true brother will do for you. Let you know when it's getting ugly. It's time to hang them up. One more, Lucius. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do one more. Let's go to my man Darren in Dallas. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Darren?
Hey, I'm in the car right now drinking some melon-flavored Powerade. That's one of the best flavors of Powerade. Y'all, you guys need to try that.
All righty. What you thinking?
I'm just thinking. I went to that last game when Luka came to town, and season ticket holder over 20 years. Mostly, I didn't jump on it right away and cancel my tickets, but after that game, it was so sad. My son went with me, but now my kids don't even want to go to the games anymore. I was in the stands when Derek Harper dribbled the clock out against the Lakers at Reunion Arena, and I cannot believe I'm at this state now. I never thought I would say this, but I don't see how anybody, if they attended that game where Luka was there, could go to another Maverick game again. And I called him, or I didn't call him up. I sent my ticket rep an email. And to make things worse, nothing. They just said, okay, we'll cancel your tickets. They were sending it over to the admin office, and next day I had my refund. I was on a plan where I pay monthly, and been doing this, like I said, for over 20 years. And I have no regrets because of the way I was treated, the way they didn't care at all, said, we'll take care of you, we're good. Wrote a big letter saying, you know, that I can't believe they did this, and until somebody takes accountability for this, I'm done. And they did not care. They sent an email back saying, we got you taken care of. They refunded my 1 month that I'd already paid for the new season tickets because I renewed, and I'm done. And I don't see how anybody could go to another game if they attended that game like I did.
I'm with you, Darren. I think I had a very similar experience, even though I wasn't a season ticket holder. Immediately after the trade, I was open-minded and trying to stay positive, and then we got to a certain point that it was just, you know, too late, and then you add the injuries on top of that. And then whatever happened last week with the Luka return, it was just so visceral. It was emotional, and I think it caused a taste that makes you not want to go back. So I definitely understand if people just aren't watching.
Just real quick, though, is he called to cancel his tickets.
Yeah.
Are they supposed to kiss his ass?
You know, I don't know what he wanted there.
When you know, in a business transaction, you say, hey, I no longer want this service.
Yeah.
you know, are we expecting?
I think that,
like,
is very respectful to just process the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
we're
like,
done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you very
we're
much.
We're going to let you off the hook for your obligation.
Here's your money. We're not holding it to try and make interest on it or anything like that.
I think that, they did do the right thing there. They don't want to hold anybody who feels betrayed.
Yeah. So,
betrayed.
To me, you know, the guy's getting all butthurt about, you know, he's the one that made the call to give up.
You
the
want
tickets.
Him to beg you to come back?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if you're going to get that.
No, hell no.
Well, thank everybody for your phone calls. We're coming back with Eric Nadel and then LA Live right here. It's the G-Bag Nation. And the G-Bag of the Day is coming up as well here on 105 Through the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. G-Bag of the Day is coming up right around the corner, and then we're into LA Live here on a Friday. We're live at the Globe. Eric Nadel standing by, and the Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. Eric Nadel presented by Tylock George Eye Care and by TXU Energy. And good evening, Eric. How the heck are you?
I am doing great. How about you?
We're doing wonderful. The Ohtani news, I guess he's going to have a kid, so he's out on paternity leave here. He's going to miss the entire series, huh?
Yeah, how about that? Rangers catching a break, you would think, in that regard, although you never know whether the substitute is going to wind up having a big game, which seems to happen quite often.
Yes. So for you as an announcer, is it a disappointment to not be able to call Ohtani this weekend?
It
or
is.
Have you had enough of that?
Yeah. No, I love watching him. We saw him plenty, obviously, with the Angels. But, you know, I love him. He's, you know, maybe the greatest player in the game, one of the greatest of all time. And I miss the opportunity. You know, we have one opportunity a year to see him. And that's it's a disappointment to me. But obviously for the Rangers' chances of winning, it should be a help.
With this roster the Dodgers have put together, obviously not having Ohtani is massive, but are they still a significantly better team?
Yeah, I think so. You know, they've added some incredible pieces in the offseason, you know, including Kirby Yates. But, you know, adding Sasaki to their starting rotation, Yamamoto's off to an unbelievable start. And if they need anything else, they'll just go out and buy it. There doesn't seem to be any sort of budget on their part. So they have truly become the evil empire that, you know, all the other teams and all the other teams' fans despise.
Indeed. And they have built one heck of a team. It's going to be amazing to listen to you guys call the action all weekend long. Now, I think it is fun that we have these three pitchers going, isn't it? Starting with DeGrom tonight, then Eovaldi and Malley. This is going to be amazing to see them tested against this great lineup the Dodgers have.
Yeah, you know, and the Dodgers so far this year, like most teams, you know, aren't scoring the way they probably will by the end of the season. They're averaging just over 4.5 runs per game, you know, which is still pretty good. And they've hit 34 home runs in 20 games, which is fantastic. You look at the names in that lineup, and they're pretty solid, and they're very difficult to pitch to. They've got their best three starting pitchers going as well, so the pitching matchups are all like what you would see in a playoff series, and there's already an electricity in the building. You guys can probably feel it. A lot of people out here early for batting practice. I'm sure many of them disappointed that they're not getting to see Ohtani take batting practice, but there's quite a bit of star power even without him, with Betts and Freeman, and actually the guy who's been, according to many, their best player this year, Tommy Edman, the former Cardinal, who's playing second base.
Eric, are we starting to see enough signs that this lineup is one to still be confident in with the Rangers?
I don't know that we're seeing any signs, to tell you the truth, but we know based on track record that they're going to score some runs. You know, Marcus Semien's still struggling, Peterson beyond struggling, Berger's picked it up a little bit, and, you know, Josh Young's been fairly solid. Adolis has been okay. He's gotten better, too. So I guess you'd say there's been improvement. But, you know, you're looking for much more than what the Rangers have done so far. You know, they won those three games against the Angels largely because they only gave up four runs, and they didn't allow a home run in any of the three games.
Eric, when you're talking about broadcasting a series that has electricity to it and the teams and all that, is it kind of irritating, though, when there's a run scored against our guys and you can hear the crowd through your earphones at a home game?
I wouldn't say it's irritating. You know, the Dodgers, they're like the Yankees. You know, they have tons of fans, and I think here in the Metroplex, they probably even have more fans than the Dodgers, even going back to the time when the Dodgers had their minor league clubs here. And I think that it's just something we've come to recognize. And honestly, it used to bother me when there was a huge imbalance between the noise when the Rangers did something good and the other team did something good. But it's pretty balanced now.
How about this rebuilt bullpen? What are the returns on it? Are you buying sustainability here with these guys that CY has brought in for us?
I am. You know, I believe in CY and the decisions he made in the offseason. I was just talking to Kirby Yates about that down in the Dodgers clubhouse. You know, and we talked about the fact that, you know, he was interested in coming back, but, you know, the Rangers were going to spend their big money elsewhere and not on the bullpen. They were going to put the bullpen together more economically, shall we put it. And they've done a sensational job, and, you know, they sold us on the idea that Garcia and Martin and Jackson would be able to close out games 7th, 8th, and 9th. I think what we didn't really realize was how good Sean Armstrong and Jacob Webb and Hobie Milner would be, because those guys have been every bit as good. They've been great. It's a completely rebuilt six-man bullpen there, and they've all been outstanding. And, you know, that's kind of surprising. 20 games through the season, that all six of those guys are clicking.
This guy is good, man. We love listening to you call games. We love knowing CY is making the decisions on the players he's bringing in, and we're excited about this series. But before we let you go, Eric, we got to know what you're drinking and what you're thinking.
What I am drinking is the official smoothie of the Texas Rangers, the Tropical Smoothie Cafe. One of our sponsors, I'm happy to say, sent up smoothies today. I was hoping you'd ask me what I was drinking. This is a pineapple, coconut, banana smoothie. I didn't get to order my specific favorite, but it's pretty close to what I would have ordered. And that's what I am drinking. And what I am thinking is, I hope that Chris Woodward gets a fine reaction from the crowd here as he coaches at first base. You know, Woody's still one of my favorite all-time Ranger managers, and certainly one of my all-time favorite human beings to ever wear a Ranger uniform. And I hope that those people sitting behind first base and behind the Rangers dugout are warm and welcoming to Woody all series.
Hey, Eric, is that smoothie had missing a little bit of that Cuban rum?
Yeah, that would make it just perfect. It would almost be a pina colada smoothie.
There you go.
Well, thank you, sir. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next
Thanks.
Friday.
You know, I love pina coladas and walks in the rain, too.
There he goes. Eric Nadel with you here on The Fan, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and by TXU Energy. And it is time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day. Yeah. Feels good.
Boom shakalaka.
Somebody call the doctor.
All right, let's see here. Our winner and champion of G-Bag of the Day so far comes from the RJ and Choppy Show. Which one of these fools is Chop? I do not know. Producer Peyton Russell, though, he held it down for about 30 minutes solo on the air by himself.
Sure.
And, man, them knees got wobbly at the very end, right there at the finish line, man. He exhausted all of his energy and all of his content. How many days is this? This is day three for this man?
Yep.
All right, here we go. RJ and Choppy Show producer Peyton Russell struggling.
Awesome, man. It really has. The Nico stuff we'll talk about. That's about all I got. That's about it. You know, I've thought about some lifestyle things, but I've run out of things to say. I really have. Bobby's in studio. He's laughing. He knows we're going to replay this stuff. I'll have to go through the guests again. Dewey Scruggs, NBC5 at 720, Meat Church 820, Tim McMahon at 920. Look, I could talk about some Snapchat stories.
Yeah.
That Bobby has referenced on air. I got scammed. I really did. Talked to a bot here, exchanged some photos, and they got out, and then she threatened to leak them. And so I got scared. I blocked her.
Scared.
That's about all that
scared
is there. Nico, man, you suck, dude. But yeah, it's Sean, RJ, Bobby coming up next.
Yeah.
We're going to try and drag this out. We're going to try. Bobby, I don't care what you say. I'm dragging this out. The Mavs do play.
Mavs do play, baby.
Yeah.
I love it, dude.
Just holding an informal news cadence delivery, leaking out the most embarrassing personal details of his life. He's just on autopilot. The mouse just working. He's panicking.
Just drowning live on the air.
Yeah, that's hysterical. Okay, let's see what I got. You guys have a family group chat?
Yes. Sometimes.
Sometimes. What do you mean sometimes? Is there a family group chat you just don't participate in it, or is this what is that sometimes?
You know? I think like before a vacation or before the holidays, the communication can pick up, but it can go dormant for a long time.
Okay.
I would say no, Lucius. I do not have one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I got a gentleman right here. He does have a family group chat, and he's upset that all they do in it is just gossip, talk about celebrities, or say happy birthday to each other. They ain't talking about no money. Y'all ain't talking about something with some substance.
Conversation about bull, man. Come on, man. All these conversations about all these bull, man. Somebody, man, ain't nobody said nothing about nail dollar. ain't said nothing about nam check, nam dog. Ain't said nothing about no money. But sitting here talking all this, ain't nobody saying nothing about no money though. Come on, man. Gotta get some goddamn money, man. All this broke shit ain't it, bro. Ain't nobody saying nothing about nam dollar. Get some goddamn money, man.
Yeah, he left that as a voice note.
Oh, he did. Yeah. That's a good move right
there.
That's
a good voice note right there. Y'all ain't talking about no money. Y'all ain't talking about no dollars.
Somebody, man, ain't nobody said nothing about nam dollar. Ain't said nothing about nam check.
See, I feel that because I don't like meaningless conversations either, but I know for other people, it's like their love language. Yeah. They're like, their day hasn't started unless they've had at least 15 minutes of meaningless conversation with somebody, right? This is how we express it. Hey, yeah, we're friends and family. We're talking about nothing over here.
Yeah. Hey, we're connecting.
Yep.
All right, let's see what else we got for you boys. This is not one. This is not one.
Winner.
But this dad right here is teaching his son how to be a demon. The old classic prank calls. He's teaching his son how to do prank calls. Now, they're in traffic, and someone is in their company van. So, you know, the company van has a number on it.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a welder. So he handed the phone over to his son and said, call that welder and prank call him.
Yo, so I need something for you to, like, to weld, you know.
Okay.
I need you to weld these nuts.
Yo, you should have stayed on and heard his reaction, bro.
Yes, dude. That's the kind of parenting I want to do.
Making that man a savage, brother.
Welder thought he was about to cash himself a little check.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, they ain't talking about no money.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right, one more. Today is Good Friday. Easter is Sunday.
Uh-huh.
I got a comedian right here named Mike Goodwin with a joke that will give you some perspective going into the holiday.
Grandma says the only two things in life that you worry about, whether you're healthy or whether you're sick. If you're healthy, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you're sick, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to get better, whether you're going to get worse. You get better, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Yeah. But if you get worse, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to live, whether you're going to die. If you live, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
But if you die, you got two things. Whether you're going to heaven, whether you're going to hell. If you go to heaven,
you got nothing to worry about.
You ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you go to hell,
you got two things to worry
about. You got two things.
Yeah.
Original or extra crispy? That's the
Thank you so much, Lucius. There's your champ of three challengers.
That's great.
Yeah. Is it Peyton Russell? Is it the man mad about meaningless conversations in his family's group
ain't
chat?
Talking about no money.
Is it the kid that prank called a welder or Easter words of wisdom? Either one of those could win. I'm going to go with the prank call and a welder, Chief. How about you?
I'm going with the Easter words. Okay. Sorry, Pepe.
Lucius.
Yeah, I'm going with the comedian, too. Mike Goodwin. That's hilarious. Great Brad. Joke.
The comedian does a good job here.
By a score of 3-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, Peyton Russell's embarrassment, has been put on hold for now.
Honorary?
Right. Yeah, I got a Peyton song, though, on Monday for you.
Yes. Okay.
That Peyton song is fire.
Let me go ahead and open up that calendar and make sure he is added as a 5-time honorary G-Bag of the Day champion to make sure we hear that. For the G-Bag of the Year competition in early January 2026, it's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has a Friday night edition of LA Live.
It's a feel-good Friday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, two squares.
Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. Hey, it'll make you dance with some of everything.
OG, bro.
Everybody get high.
Classic.
Lucius, we love you, bro. 5:45 to 6 p.m. That's my jam. I try to leave work on time just to hear you. That is my entertainment for the afternoon. You keep me high. You keep me happy. Keep me in the pimp cup, dude. Live updates every day. I love it.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. This is LA Live for Good Friday, April 18th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. We made it. We are blessed. We are blessed. We've seen another week of 2025, y'all. It's a blessing. It really is. Some of us did not make it. So count your blessings.
That's right.
Let's enjoy this holiday weekend because we earned it, and let's do it safely. Avoid the law dogs. Avoid the law dogs, because if you get arrested tonight, you will not get out until Monday. Courts are closed tonight, bro. Courts are closed. I'm just telling
it's
you right now.
It's a bad
now.
Deal. It's a bad
get
deal.
Out until Monday.
I mean, for our taxpayer monies, we should be able to get out if we have a minor infraction on a Friday night.
You know what? You're preaching right now. You are preaching. You are preaching. Yeah. But, you know, it's going to sound crazy when you're in the holding cell saying that.
Yeah.
We should be getting that right now. Damn it.
Yeah. You work for me, buddy.
Yeah.
I'll pay your salary. Let me out of here.
Mind your speeds. You know what I'm saying? Please mind your speeds out here on these streets. I'm seeing a whole lot of bad traffic. I feel like the traffic in DFW has gotten worse. I mean, by the damn day. And people are saying it's because there's a lot of folks from out of town here. What town do you come from when you do 40 miles per hour on the highway? Where is that at?
I don't know. Must be a legal weed state, though.
That's not my
driving
Texas.
Bait.
Not my Texas.
Yeah. Move it along here. 75 at least.
Yeah, please, man. Pay attention, right? And spatial awareness, too, is good out there. Get your spatial awareness. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. Please keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. In other words, stay on your dean and don't crash out. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Okay, I got some fun stuff for you to end this little Friday with. It's been sitting in my folder for about, maybe about 2 weeks. I got some news bloopers I want to shake out of here, if you guys don't mind.
Yes. Yeah, let's do this.
All right, let's see here. Now, I've been waiting on this one because it was actual tragedy. Actual tragedy, so I wanted to give it some time before I played it. But let's go to ABC 6 in Philly, where that medical plane crashed. You remember that?
Yes. Right there in town, right?
Yes, bro.
Just like a missile it came down out of the sky.
It was scary. It crashed near a gym, so they went and talked to a witness, and this man wanted to tell you about what he had going on in the gym first.
Right now we have Azul with us, who was actually at the gym at the time of the crash, and he's here to tell us what he heard, what he saw, and just his reaction to the whole thing. So tell us what you saw.
I was at the gym, you know, today was a leg day, and you just hear everybody say, get down, get down, get down.
This man had to tell you it was leg day.
Come on, it was grinding, of course.
He had to tell you it's leg day.
Yeah.
I think that happened on a Friday, so leg day on Friday, it makes sense. You can kind of recover for the weekend.
Yes.
Sounds nice. Yeah, don't have to be limping around work.
Yeah, looking crazy, telling everybody you had to work out and everything.
Yeah, I got my calves too.
All right, let's see here. What else we got for you boys? Let's go to News Center Maine. They were stumbling and fumbling right out of the gates.
Good morning, I'm Sharon Rose.
And I'm Gilbert Devitt, Jiriba Lika Wataka.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quite an improv.
Yeah, one more time.
Good morning, I'm Sharon Rose.
And I'm Gilbert Devitt, Jiriba Lika Wataka.
What?
He short-circuited.
Yeah.
He couldn't say his own name?
Couldn't say his name.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to say what word he was trying to say right here. Hold on.
Jiriba Lika.
What?
I'm not sure. This is like that's Steve Carell and Bruce part. Almighty.
Yeah.
When Jim Carrey's fooling with him.
Yeah. I don't know.
Jeez. FCC.
What are we doing?
Got you nervous right now. I'm nervous. Hey, you might like this one, brothers. Let's go to WBRZ News in Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
There was a reporter. She's getting tired of her Bayou accent because it keeps getting in the way of her broadcasting.
Now, this roster the Tigers have... Tigers? Who am I? Coach O?
Coach O.
Tigers.
Now, this roster the Tigers have...
The Tigers.
Let's see what else we got.
I would embrace that. Lucius, you got to embrace that accent.
That's not Smacker Miles, is it?
Ooh, hold on. I might be able to tell you in just a second. I don't know. But
Les Miles was a coach at LSU, and that might be his daughter who's on the news sports.
Lady's name is Brianna Andreas.
Thank you very much, then. Okay, no Smacker Miles.
Darling. Tigers. All right, let's see what else we got for you boys. Hey. Oh, KSL TV in Utah. I think this reporter right here was holding in a fart, maybe?
She spoke with News Special Sarah Park about the frightening moments. Ooh. And the ultimate relief when the victim was saved.
Not relief!
The fartening moment.
It was quite redeeming. Not the relief at the end.
She spoke with News Special Sarah Park about the frightening moments and the ultimate relief when the victim was saved.
Ultimate relief.
Ultimate relief.
He is,
man.
Tripping, bro. Speaking of, I think this reporter right here was kind of gassy on the BBC broadcast.
Uh-oh. Queensland are still without power this morning, making storm recovery efforts even more difficult.
Oh,
wow.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
one more time.
Queensland are still without power this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's got to be a lot of volume to catch the mic like that.
Yeah.
You could hear her fighting against it, too. She didn't want that thing to fly, but sometimes you're on a run of silent ones. You get a sense of confidence about you.
Right.
Like, I just hammer this thing right here. The next thing you know.
She came out and said, it was a gargle. I was just gargling.
Yeah.
It's a gargle.
It was a butt gargle.
Listen, a butt gargle is crazy. Butt gargle is nuts, bro. Staying on that other side of the pond, BBC, there's a reporter right here being cheeky when talking about boats.
And with the boat race only a couple of weeks away, we might have this discussion in a fortnight's time.
And you were saying how usually they throw the cocks of the winning crew into the water, but no thanks anymore.
No thanks. It's cold. You okay, Mari?
Yeah.
No, I don't think anyone wants that.
Was that our Brest FC gal?
No.
Kind of sounded similar, didn't it?
Oh, no. I know who you're talking about, too. No, the little lemon-headed girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
CBS Sports.
Yeah. Shout out to her. I seen her at a boxing match. Let's see. Kate something.
Yeah. She's married now. She's got
Come on, Broadus. Damn, man.
Broadus got it. All the news. Yeah. All the 411.
Yeah. Well, she's married now. The last guy, he fumbled it, but
her timeline's not near as fun to look at now that she's married.
Let's see right here. Let's go to WTVA News. This guy's name is Jack White.
For WTVA 9 News, I'm Jake White. If you have... my bad.
What?
My bad.
Just stumbled out the gates.
I'm Jake White. For WTVA 9 News, I'm Jake White. If you have...
He said it with such confidence at first. Just run with it, Jake.
What else we got right here? For
you? He sounded so professional.
So professional. Then he had a boom goes the dynamite moment.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. Look out weekend. Cause here I come. Weekend. Made for fun. KNWA-TV in Arkansas. Now, you know, Big Trump, President Trump, has changed the Gulf of Mexico. What do you call it, fellas? You call it Gulf of Mexico?
Still out of habit, it's Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
I'm a late adopter on this one. I
but I'm coming around to Gulf of America here.
I still call them San Diego Chargers, Lucius. I'm going to need about 5 years.
I don't need to get my press credential ripped.
Houston Oilers,
Okay. Yep. Dawson, you sound just like this reporter right here. He had no idea what to call it because he didn't want to offend anybody.
For our neighbors there over the Gulf of Gulf Coast. So
the Gulf Coast. Yeah, the Gulf Coast. Yeah.
Just punted entirely.
For our neighbors there over the Gulf of Gulf Coast.
Yeah, the Gulf.
The Gulf, bro.
The body of water to us.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, let's see what else we got right here. Now this weatherman in Connecticut, WFSB Channel 3 Eyewitness News. This fool right here has got to be on an HR list somewhere.
Look at today's temperatures. 65, 66, possibly 67. Look at these numbers, ladies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, finally.
I think you all should come in and give me a group hug.
What?
Where my hug at?
Where my hug?
Creepy Steve with Weather 7. Hey.
Creepy Steve on the 10s.
Shoot or shoot, man.
Let's see. You guys were talking about spiders yesterday, or we were talking about spiders.
The wolf one.
Spiders yesterday.
Yeah, Corbin got one. And apparently that was a 2 day old bite that had been bothering him.
See? See? I don't like it, man.
I think I downplayed it yesterday.
Oh, you 100% did.
Yeah.
Spiders, if it's scary, red, bro.
If your skin is deteriorating rapidly, get to the hospital.
Those holes they put in you.
Yeah. Oh, Abby had one last summer. She couldn't swim for like 3 or 4 months because she had to go to see a wound care specialist.
Wow, bro.
Yeah. It took out like a gobstopper size thing out of her leg.
Did it was it in her shoes or something? How did she?
It was probably in her bed.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that nighttime. We're so vulnerable just laying there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. All right, we got a weather woman that's seen a spider and she just flipped out.
Good Tuesday morning to you. After we topped out in the mid-70s yesterday, a cold front's pushing through here today. That's going to slightly cool down our temperatures, but... a spider.
Sorry.
Yeah. I get that, dude.
I get it.
I'd be out.
Yeah.
Don't you just reach over and squish them?
They're just, I don't know, man.
If you can.
Yeah, they're just...
I mean, they don't take evasive action, typically.
They're just so disgusting, and they can be lethal.
Yeah. Have you seen those where they jump?
Yeah, exactly. They
jump are terrifying.
So like a cockroach, to me, no problem. You know, I got my dorm days at UNT got me past the cockroach fear. Let me smash that thing. Spider, I'm going to dance around for a second before I commit.
Y'all had cockroaches, or was it them big old water bugs that we have in Texas?
Those June bug things?
Because them little skinny cockroaches, the light skin joints. Oh my God, with that little brown streak down their back. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we had a wide variety. We had smaller ones, and then we had some big dogs, and they'll just come running across your floor real quick.
Did you ever worry about them crawling on you in the bed?
They did, I had long hair at the time. I'm laying in the dark, pitch black, and I'm feeling like there's something. But I was like, I guess it's just my hair. And then at one point I was like, no, I shine my phone light, boom, Mac Daddy cockroach on my comforter. And then I just start going nuts in my room.
You can't go back to sleep.
Oh, it
either.
Took forever, bro.
You think he's got a brother with him or something.
Yeah,
going
exactly.
On.
The Daddy Mac.
My pit bull loves to find those big old bugs somewhere around the house. She'll show you out. She'll tear that roach up and then bring it to you like, I got you one, bro. Got you one.
Where's my treat?
Yeah. All right, last one right here. WDIV News Channel 4 traffic report. What is he saying?
That includes areas around West 7 Mile, McNipples, Wyoming.
McNipples.
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 Yeah.
New on the dollar menu.
McNipples.
New road goes around West 7 Mile. Yeah. McNipples, Wyoming.
And new on the dollar menu, McNipples, bro.
They just put it in new Twin Peaks over there.
That is something you get fired for right there. McNipples. Yeah. How's the husband job going? Well, you know. He called somebody McNipples. We're trying to find a new place for him.
Yeah, quality sales guy. But,
quality sales guy.
He's doing his thing now.
Don't want to lose him, but can't let him slide after that one.
That includes areas around West 7 Mile, McNipples, Wyoming.
All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be Black Monday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Y'all be safe out there this weekend. Happy Easter and all that good stuff. What's up, bro?
How far is McNipples from Jackson Hole?
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. Okay. Proper round tripper time. Chief, you got baseball stuff?
No Ohtani for the Dodgers and Jake Burgers, the guardian angel, next year in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.